Welcome to Clip That, where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on a random day in a random place. I do the dirty work for you and bring you the weirdest stories hot of the archived presses. Today brings us to Anderson, South Carolina. The day is Thursday, April 24th, 1975. Breast cancer x-rays should be avoided. Routine x-ray examinations for breast cancer in women under the age of 35 should be avoided, as the screening procedure itself may cause tumors, a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel says. The advisory committee also called for more studies on the safety and effectiveness of such x-rays, called mammography, in women aged 35 to 50 years. The panel also urged physicians to determine whether female patients are pregnant before taking abdominal x-rays. The FDA's Bureau of Radiological Health has taken the recommendations under consideration, but Dr. William S. Cole, Associate Director for Medical Affairs, said the under 35 prohibition makes good sense. The rush by thousands of young women for breast x-rays is, quote, a mistake growing out of hysteria, he said in an interview. The advisory committee's recommendations were spurred by reports that some college health clinics are advising co-eds to undergo routine mammography. More and more women are seeking breast cancer examinations since the wives of President Ford and Vice President Nelson A. Rockefeller underwent surgical removal of cancerous breasts. Cole said mammography is not very effective in young women because they have firmer breast tissue, which may obscure x-ray detection of tumors. No one knows the risk of low-dose radiation, he added. In addition, said Bureau Director John C. Vilforth, the two x-ray films required for each breast and use of improper equipment and techniques are resulting in radiation overexposure for many women. The advisory panel recommended that women under 35 avoid mammography if they have no complaints, no personal or strong family history of cancer, and no physical evidence of cancer, such as a lump. Cole said the effectiveness of mammography in women aged 35 to 50 may be answered in 2 or 3 years, when the National Cancer Institute and American Cancer Society complete data from their mass screening of 270,000 women in 27 cancer detection clinics around the country. Man killed by sniper. A 17-year-old Southside youth who police said went berserk killed one man and seriously wounded another with a carbine before he was subdued, officers said. Police said the youth, Larry Cole, also fired more than 20 shots from an apartment building Wednesday night at officers on the street while two patrolmen entered the building. Officers Frank Gatz and Thomas M. Code broke in a door with a sledgehammer and disarmed Cole. They said he was still firing out into the street with an M1 carbine when they broke in. Gatz said he and Code went to the building to investigate a report of an injured youth. They found the body of Alvin Lewis, 25, of Chicago, lying in a first-floor hallway. He'd been shot in the chest and mouth. April 24th is Taurus season. Here's your horoscope for the day. Relationships are sensitive, deserve deepest concern without display. Personal schemes are upset. Little cooperation is available. Do some serious thinking in later hours. This has been Clip That, where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on a random day in a random place. I do the dirty work for you and bring you the weirdest stories hot off the archived presses. Join us tomorrow to see what was going on a random day in a random place.